理课堂听 class.com。
Test for English majors, Grade 4, 1997, Part 2, Dictation. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be read at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence, or phrase by phrase, with intervals of 15 to 20 seconds. The last reading will be read at normal speed again, and during this time, you should check your work. You will then be given 2 minutes to check through your work once more. Now, listen to the first reading.
Legal age for marriage. Throughout the United States, the legal age for marriage shows some difference. The most common age without parents' consent is 18 for both females and males. However, persons who are underage in their home state can get married in another state and then return to the home state legally married. Each state issues its own marriage license. Both residents and non-residents are qualified for such a license. The fees and ceremonies vary greatly from state to state. Most states, for instance, have a blood test requirement, but a few do not. Most states permit either a civil or religious ceremony, but a few require the ceremony to be religious. In most states, a waiting period is required before the license is issued. This period is from 1 to 5 days, depending on the states. A 3-day wait is the most common. In some states, there is no required waiting period.
The second and third readings. You should begin writing now.
Throughout the United States, the legal age for marriage shows some difference. Throughout the United States, the legal age for marriage shows some difference. The most common age without parents' consent is 18 for both females and males. The most common age without parents' consent is 18 for both females and males. However, persons who are underage in their home state can get married in another state. However, persons who are underage in their home state can get married in another state and then return to the home state legally married. And then return to the home state legally married. Each state issues its own marriage license. Each state issues its own marriage license. Both residents and non-residents are qualified for such a license. Both residents and non-residents are qualified for such a license. The fees and ceremonies vary greatly from state to state. The fees and ceremonies vary greatly from state to state. Most states, for instance, have a blood test requirement, but a few do not. Most states, for instance, have a blood test requirement, but a few do not. Most states permit either a civil or religious ceremony. Most states permit either a civil or religious ceremony, but a few require the ceremony to be religious. But a few require the ceremony to be religious. In most states, a waiting period is required before the license is issued. In most states, a waiting period is required before the license is issued. This period is from 1 to 5 days, depending on the states. This period is from 1 to 5 days, depending on the states. A 3-day wait is the most common. A 3-day wait is the most common. In some states, there is no required waiting period. In some states, there is no required waiting period.
The last reading.
Throughout the United States, the legal age for marriage shows some difference. The most common age without parents' consent is 18 for both females and males. However, persons who are underage in their home state can get married in another state and then return to the home state legally married. Each state issues its own marriage license. Both residents and non-residents are qualified for such a license. The fees and ceremonies vary greatly from state to state. Most states, for instance, have a blood test requirement, but a few do not. Most states permit either a civil or religious ceremony, but a few require the ceremony to be religious. In most states, a waiting period is required before the license is issued. This period is from 1 to 5 days, depending on the states. A 3-day wait is the most common. In some states, there is no required waiting period.
You now have 2 minutes to check your work. That is the end of Part 2, Dictation.
Part 3, Listening Comprehension. In sections A, B, and C, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully, and then answer the questions that follow. Section A, Statement. In this section, you will hear 9 statements. At the end of the statements, you will be given 10 seconds to answer each of the following 9 questions. Now, listen to the statements.
1. John met me at the door and said his dormitory wasn't full. But, in fact, it was.
2. We just can't get over the fact that Jane failed while Mary succeeded.
3. At the moment, there was no course I enjoyed more than composition.
4. If I had known the exercises should be handed in today, I'd have finished them yesterday.
5. I woke up at 8:30, knowing that the appointment was at 9:45. But, despite all my plans, I still got there at 10 o'clock.
6. If only I had paid more attention to my spelling in the examination.
7. Come in, John. Please excuse the mess. We only moved in here a month ago, and we're in the middle of house decoration.
8. David decided to take the overnight express train to Rome. Usually, he would have gone by plane, but now he wanted to have some time on his own before he got back home.
9. My students went camping last week. They had a wonderful time, and they stay warm and dry in spite of the weather.
7. Conversation. In this section, you will hear 7 short conversations between 2 speakers. At the end of each conversation, you will be given 10 seconds to answer each of the following 7 questions. Now, listen to the conversations. 10. Why did you get up at 6:40? I thought your meeting wasn't until 10:30.
I wanted to visit the park before I left. It's the first time I've seen it.
11. London is a gorgeous city. From here, you can see the palace skies.
Wait until we can get to Paris and Madrid. And don't forget about Rome.
12. Do you have any idea what the passage is about?
I'm as much in the dark as you are.
13. I'd like to apply for the position you have advertised in the China Daily.
A good command of English and computing is a must as far as the position is concerned.
14. I see that Vincent is smiling again.
Yes, he decided to speak to his boss's mother about his problem at work, rather than to go directly to his boss.
15. We got the computer repaired last week.
Well, I'm afraid we must wait till all the applications are in, and if we decide to put your name on our shortlist, we'll let you know.
16. There was a storm warning on the radio this morning. Did you happen to be listening?
No, but what a shame. I guess we'll have to change our sailing plans. Would you rather play golf or go cycling?
17. News broadcast. Question 17 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the question. Now, listen to the news. The authorities in Hong Kong have released the second group of Vietnamese boat people from detention after Vietnam refused to accept them. The group of 16 have been detained in 1991 when they entered Hong Kong. The release last month of more than 100 boat people in Hong Kong caused protests from local residents opposing any move to allow the boat people to stay permanently. There are still some 24,000 Vietnamese boat people in detention camps in Hong Kong.
Questions 18 to 19 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the two questions. Now, listen to the news. NATO troops are to join their former Cold War enemies in training exercises in Poland this week. The drills, which will begin on the 17th, are the first major joint exercises of the Western and Eastern armies under NATO's partnership. Some 900 soldiers from 13 countries will take part. NATO says it will be a good way to share peacekeeping experiences and develop a common understanding of operational procedures.
Questions 20 to 22 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 30 seconds to answer the three questions. Now, listen to the news. A 20-year action plan for cutting the rate of world population growth is expected to win wide approval today in Cairo. Delegates at the UN-sponsored conference on population complete the final talks on the plan Monday. The document is non-binding, but it will serve as a guideline for countries and states that fund healthcare and family planning programs. The world population of 5.7 billion currently is growing at more than 90 million a year.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 30 seconds to answer the three questions. Now, listen to the news. In the Philippines, a ferry carrying at least 400 people has sunk after an apparent collision with a cargo ship. There was no immediate report of casualties. The accident occurred at about 11:30 a.m. local time at the mouth of Manila Bay, shortly after the ferry left the Manila port. A Philippines Coast Guard's spokesman said the ferry had been hit by a 12,000-ton Singapore-registered cargo vessel. Further details were not immediately available. This is the end of listening comprehension. Test for English majors, grade 4, 1998, part 2, dictation. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be read at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence, or phrase by phrase, with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be read at normal speed again, and during this time, you should check your work. You will then be given 2 minutes to check through your work once more. Now, listen to the first reading.
The success of early railways, such as the lines between big cities, led to a great increase in railway building in Victorian times. Between 1835 and 1865, about 25,000 kilometers of track was built, and over 199 railway companies were created. Railway travel transformed people's life. Trains were first designed to carry goods. However, a law in the 19th century forced railway companies to run one cheap train a day, which stopped at every station and cost only a penny a mile. Soon, working-class passengers found they could afford to travel by rail. Cheap day excursion trains became popular, and seaside resort grew rapidly. The railways also provided thousands of new jobs, building carriages, running the railways, and repairing the tracks. Railways even changed the time. The need to run railways on time meant that local time was abolished, and clocks showed the same time all over the country.
The second and third readings. You should begin writing now.
The success of early railways, such as lines between big cities. The success of early railways, such as the lines between big cities, led to a great increase in railway building in Victorian times. Led to a great increase in railway building in Victorian times. Between 1835 and 1865, about 25,000 kilometers of track was built. Between 1835 and 1865, about 25,000 kilometers of track was built. And over 199 railway companies were created. And over 199 railway companies were created. Railway travel transformed people's lives. Railway travel transformed people's life. Railway travel transformed people's life. Trains were first designed to carry goods. Trains were first designed to carry goods. However, a law in the 19th century forced railway companies to run one cheap train a day. However, a law in the 19th century forced railway companies to run one cheap train a day, which stopped at every station and cost only a penny a mile. Which stopped at every station and cost only a penny a mile. Soon, working-class passengers found they could afford to travel by rail. Soon, working-class passengers found they could afford to travel by rail. Cheap day excursion trains became popular, and seaside resorts grew rapidly. Cheap day excursion trains became popular, and seaside resorts grew rapidly. The railways also provided thousands of new jobs. The railways also provided thousands of new jobs. Building carriages, running the railways, and repairing the tracks. Building carriages, running the railways, and repairing the tracks. Railways even changed the time. Railways even changed the time. The need to run the railways on time meant that local time was abolished. The need to run railways on time meant that local time was abolished. And clocks showed the same time all over the country. And clocks showed the same time all over the country.
The last reading.
The success of early railways, such as the lines between big cities, led to a great increase in railway building in Victorian times. Between 1835 and 1865, about 25,000 kilometers of track was built, and over 199 railway companies were created. Railway travel transformed people's lives. Trains were first designed to carry goods. However, a law in the 19th century forced railway companies to run one cheap train a day, which stopped at every station and cost only a penny a mile. Soon, working-class passengers found they could afford to travel by rail. Cheap day excursion trains became popular, and seaside resort grew rapidly. The railways also provided thousands of new jobs. Building carriages, running the railways, and repairing the tracks. Railways even changed the time. The need to run railways on time meant that local time was abolished, and clocks showed the same time all over the country.
You now have 2 minutes to check your work. That is the end of dictation.
Part 3. Listening comprehension. In section A, B, and C, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Section A. Statement. In this section, you will hear 8 statements. At the end of the statements, you will be given 10 seconds to answer each of the following 8 questions. Now, listen to the statements.
1. I need some aspirin, please. I'd also like to get the prescription filled.
2. Wow! That's terrific! I couldn't agree more.
3. Mr. Dawson bought a $30 sweater for $18 on the 13th of July.
4. Staying healthy today means more than just going to the doctor when you're ill.
5. I really don't want any dessert or coffee. Just bring me the beer, please.
6. If I had gone to the game, you bet I would have enjoyed seeing our team win.
7. Some people make more money than teachers, but few get as much satisfaction from their work.
8. Although there are some similarities in the platforms of both candidates, The differences between them are considerably wide.
Section B. Conversation. In this section, you will hear 9 short conversations between 2 speakers. At the end of each conversation, you will be given 10 seconds to answer each of the following 9 questions. Now, listen to the conversations.
9. Golden Hotel, may I help you?
Mr. John Thomas, room 13, please.
Put you through. Oh, Mr. Thomas isn't in at the moment.
Can I leave a message?
Certainly.
Have him call Max Green at 6. It's important.
10. Good morning. Did you sleep well last night?
Yes, the room is fine.
Are you checking out this morning?
Yes, I'm leaving around 10.
11. Did you do anything last weekend?
Not much. What did you do?
I had planned to go skiing or do some shopping, but I wound up studying. 12. Hey, John, were you in the literature class yesterday?
No, I couldn't make it. Weren't you there either?
No, I wasn't. I was hoping you could tell me the reading assignment. 13. Are we going to the party this evening?
Well, I wonder if James can make it from home.
He's got a car now.
Sounds like no problem then.
14. I'm going to India next month. Is there any advice you would like to give me on my first trip?
Well, see as much as you can, because this country has a very different culture from ours.
15. When should I come again?
Well, I'm afraid we must wait till all the applications are in, and if we decide to put your name on our short list, we'll let you know. 16. What's wrong with your new electric cooker? Let me see if I can fix it.
Oh, I had the shop replace it with a new one this morning. 17. Look, it's getting late, and we'd better be leaving together. Have you got a car, Mr. Smith?
No, thanks. There's a bus.
Section C. News broadcast. Question 18 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the question. Now, listen to the news. Heavy rains and overflowing rivers have caused extensive flooding in some parts of the U.S. Midwest and the eastern regions of the U.S. as well. Melting snow and new snowfall in the Midwest states of Iowa, Michigan, and Indiana have driven rivers over their banks and have cut off electricity to thousands of customers. In the eastern states of Pennsylvania and New Jersey and West Virginia, flooding is damaging homes and forcing evacuation in several counties.
Question 19 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the question. Now, listen to the news. Official Iranian news agency quoted a senior foreign minister official as a preparation being made for the foreign minister, Dr. Ali Akbar Velayati, to visit Iraq. No specific date was given. The news was carried the day after a preparatory team led by the senior advisor Ali Khorram and the 4-day visit to the Iraqi capital, Baghdad. In an interview carried on Tehran Radio, Ali Khorram said an Iraqi delegation would be traveling to Tehran shortly to follow up on the talks.
Questions 20 to 21 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the 2 questions. Now, listen to the news. the U.S. Senate has passed a landmark bill aimed at ending the country's huge budget deficits within the next 7 years. It would cut government spending by more than $900 billion. Health, education, and hundreds of other programs will be hit. The bill was passed last week by the House of Representatives, and congressional leaders now have to work out a compromise. A BBC Washington correspondent says the stage is now set a confrontation with the White House. President Clinton has threatened to veto the Republican plans.
Question 22 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the question. Now, listen to the news. France has carried out the first of a planned series of nuclear tests in the South Pacific despite strong international opposition. The French Defense Ministry said the device exploded at an underground site beneath Mururoa Atoll, U-unit less than 20 kilotons. Australian scientists described it as fairly small compared with previous tests. There has been swift reaction from several countries. New Zealand and Chile have recalled their ambassadors to express their protest. Australia condemned the test, and the U.S. expressed its regret. Before the nuclear device was exploded, the French president, Jacques Chirac, said his country might carry out fewer than 8 tests originally planned.
Question 23 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the question. Now, listen to the news. Indian police have found a large casket of plastic explosives in Bombay, the type used in last month's serial bombings that killed more than 300 people. Police say they seized nearly 2,000 kilograms of explosives from a marshy region north of Bombay. About 1,300 kilograms of similar explosives were discovered in the area last week. Police also arrested 14 more people in connection with the bombings.
Questions 24 to 25 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the two questions. Now, listen to the news. Israel and PLO, after 6 days of intensive negotiations, meet again later today for what they say they hope will be the final initiating of an agreement on extending Palestinian self-rule in the West Bank. The two sides have been optimistic about reaching an agreement yesterday, but last-minute hitches arose over the timetable for releasing thousands of prisoners and arrangements for the redeployment of Israeli troops. The BBC Jerusalem correspondent said it appears two sides have made progress on one of the most difficult issues of all, the future of Hebron, the only town in the West Bank where there is a community of Jewish settlers. This is the end of Listening Comprehension.
Test for English majors, Grade 4, 1999, Part 2, Dictation. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be read at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence, or phrase by phrase, with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be read at normal speed again, and during this time, you should check your work. You will then be given 2 minutes to check through your work once more. Now, listen to the first reading.
United Nations Day. The 24th of October is celebrated as United Nations Day. It is the day that belongs to everyone, and it is celebrated in most countries of the world. Some countries celebrate for a week instead of a day. In many parts of the world, schools have special programs for the day. boys and girls in some communities decorate a UN tree. In other communities, young people put on plays about the UN. Some libraries exhibit children's artworks from around the world. Schools celebrate with the songs and dances of other countries, or give parties where foods of other countries are served. No matter how the day is celebrated, the purpose of these celebrations is to help everyone understand the UN and the important roles it plays in world affairs. The UN encourages people to learn about other lands and their customs. In this way, people can gain a better understanding and appreciation of peoples all over the world.
The second and third readings. You should begin writing now.
The 24th of October is celebrated as United Nations Day. The 24th of October is celebrated as United Nations Day. It is the day that belongs to everyone. It is the day that belongs to everyone. And it is celebrated in most countries of the world. And it is celebrated in most countries of the world. Some countries celebrate for a week instead of a day. Some countries celebrate for a week instead of a day. In many parts of the world, schools have special programs for the day. In many parts of the world, schools have special programs for the day. Boys and girls in some communities decorate a UN tree. Boys and girls in some communities decorate a UN tree. In other communities, young people put on plays about the UN. In other communities, young people put on plays about the UN. Some libraries exhibit children's artworks from around the world. Some libraries exhibit children's artworks from around the world. Schools celebrate with the songs and dances of other countries. Schools celebrate with the songs and dances of other countries. Or give parties where foods of other countries are served. Or give parties where the foods of other countries are served. No matter how the day is celebrated, no matter how the day is celebrated, the purpose of these celebrations is to help everyone understand the UN. The purpose of these celebrations is to help everyone understand the UN and the important roles it plays in world affairs. And the important roles it plays in world affairs. The UN encourages people to learn about other lands and their customs. The UN encourages people to learn about other lands and their customs. In this way, people can gain a better understanding and appreciation of peoples all over the world. In this way, people can gain a better understanding and appreciation of peoples all over the world.
The last reading.
United Nations Day. The 24th of October is celebrated as United Nations Day. It is the day that belongs to everyone. and it is celebrated in most countries of the world. Some countries celebrate for a week instead of a day. In many parts of the world, schools have special programs for the day. Boys and girls in some communities decorate a UN tree. In other communities, young people put on plays about the UN. Some libraries exhibit children's artworks from around the world. Schools celebrate with the songs and dances of other countries, or give parties where foods of other countries are served. No matter how the day is celebrated, the purpose of these celebrations is to help everyone understand the UN and the important roles it plays in world affairs. The UN encourages people to learn about other lands and their customs. In this way, people can gain a better understanding and appreciation of peoples all over the world.
You now have 2 minutes to check your work. This is the end of dictation.